Probably no bleep button this time around, just unless I give my own personal opinion about this movie. But today, we're talking about Christmas from the year 2000. Directed by Ron Howard, it is a Hollywood version of the Dr. Seuss classic, starring a heavily made-up Jim Carrey as the title character. This was actually the first Dr. Seuss book to be adapted into a full-length film, and the movie made a lot of variations on the source material. Some of the humor and visuals haven't aged well, but Carrey's performance is still something to behold. Tomato meter. Right. 140 reviews. Professionals. The pros. The people that went to school to learn how to watch movies. And to use big vocabulary to make people think that they're smarter than they are. 50% on the tomato meter. And the audience score, not too different, 56%. AV Club, quote, "Director Ron Howard aims for the beautiful, stylized mayhem of Tim Burton, but he comes closer to the clamorous, headache-inducing visual overkill of Joel Schumacher's Batman movies." You have to respect Joel Schumacher's set designs. Like, anyway, Time Magazine, quote, "Director Ron Howard usually lets his comedies gestate organically, oh boy, but his Grinch is frantic from start to finish." When this came out in 2000, nobody used the word organically. You're judging a movie 18 years later. This review was from 2018. He's like, well, I didn't gestate the comedy organically. It wasn't organic enough. Not nearly organic enough. Slate, quote, "5-year-olds might go for it, but people who grew up with the Jones version will be looking at their watches and grinding their teeth." Again, 8 years later. Like, if you look at the original version, 1967, I think. If you look at the original version on Rotten Tomatoes of the cartoon, right, which is what, like 10 minutes long or something, it's got 100% tomato meter, professional reviews, 100%. Anyway. Chicago Reader, quote, "Cloying fancy gives way to gross-out comedy, twisted social commentary, affecting pathos and weirdly sexualized romance in the lurid live-action version of the classic children's book. Disgusting." Oh, the sexualized version. Lurid. If there's one word I would use to describe this movie, it would not be lurid. Variety, quote, again, 8 years after. I guess that's when this website came out. "Shrill, strenuous, and entirely without charm." I expect more charm. This is Variety. "More charm, please." Film Freak Central, quote, it's just an ugly piece of work. Fotogramas, quote. It's in Espanol, but the film is an act of love that doesn't quite transmit all of the passion it wishes it could. A lot of Spanish. Another one, quote, a forgettable film in Ron Howard's repertoire. Medium popcorn, 1 out of 5. Jeez, quote. These are all like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5. Quote, I just can't imagine the editor and director sitting down together and this being the final project. Product. Another one from the same website, Medium Popcorn. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a medium popcorn. Quote, they really didn't have solid direction. They were just doing too much. That's coming from me, someone who routinely does too much. Okay. Let's see what positive things people have to say. IGN Movies, quote, it's sweet enough for the very young, edgy enough for teens, and world pop culture savvy enough for adults. Time Out, quote, this cinematic candy floss honors the Seussian universe by satirizing our own, and Carrie's comic tornado of a performance is a triumph. Triumph! His character is ridiculous. Let's read this. Let's read something that's really worth reading, okay? How do I look at the whole thing? Oh, God. Like there's something wrong with my computer. Yikes. Have you had a problem? Should I do the whole episode like Jim Carrey doing the Grinch, a character that doesn't talk, but yet he decided that his version wouldn't shut the hell up ever? Max! Computer's not working, Max. We gotta figure out what's wrong with this, Max. I'm gonna make sure to talk like this the whole movie. And I'm going to make weird things with my mouth so you can see my bottom teeth. And I can be angry and sound like Richard Nixon. I think it's bad. Quote, I never knew, oh my gosh, my voice. I never knew a movie could possibly be this obnoxious, ugly, and could have this little charm. There are movies that are so bad, they're funny, but this paces that level by being so bad, it makes you want to vomit. The movie twisted the story and completely changed the message by making the Who's obsessed with commercialization and making Christmas tacky and flashy. I get what the movie was trying to get across with this, that not only the Grinch needed to change, but the Who's did as well. okay. What was more annoying, my voice for that or the review itself? You know? Ooh, this is a high ranking. Look at that. And they did this review on Christmas Eve of last year. Somebody should probably be with their family. Quote, the Grinch is meant to be scary, but it could not be compared to the horror that came with this two real one-liners. Saying things like 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity, and if I can't find something nice to wear, I'm not going, made me relate to the Grinch too much. I'm sorry. I don't read these. I just pick ones that I've ever watched that movie and said, I feel uncomfortable. He's starting to be too much like me. However, this movie did make me feel like it is okay to hate Christmas if you don't come from a loving home. It has reassured my anxieties about the upcoming season. You know, I felt really bad. Well, I do now. You know, I made a comment that he did this review on Christmas Eve of last year. That's why I picked it. And for him to say that it makes him feel okay to hate Christmas if you don't come from a loving home. Oh my. I did not know it was going to go there. I'm so sorry. I am so worried about this person. I had to make sure they're still doing reviews. Hold on. I don't want this person to make bad decisions. Oh no. His last reviews were from 9 months ago. Oh no. Oh no, I'm really worried. Let's go to another review so I can forget about the possible demise of this individual. Quote. Let's talk about Jim Carrey a little bit, shall we? This was a guy that, when I was a little kid, I idolized. Him, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan, were my guys when I was growing up. To the point that I made my mom, along with my father, take me to see Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, in movie theaters. Probably some of the few people that actually saw that movie in theaters. I also made her take me to The Truman Show when it first came out. This movie changed that. Okay. We'll give it a 2.5. So not as depressing, at least, trying to get past that last one. quote, greatest holiday movie that I have ever, that has, oh my gosh, this is way out there. Quote, greatest holiday movie that has ever been made. Humankind as a whole is not worthy of such a masterpiece. I hope it's sarcastic. This movie is almost 20 years old and stands the test of time. Jim Carrey is a visionary. No one can come close to capturing what the Grinch is about, from his spasms to his facial expressions. Perfection. I'm hoping that was sarcastic, because it made me laugh. And if it wasn't supposed to be, I might cry. Quote, Jim Carrey proves once and for all that he can't go through one movie without spastically jumping around and spazzing. And this movie is pretty much just that. No one with a functioning brain should watch it. Well, they need to talk to that other guy. Quote, imagine someone hating Christmas so much that they try to do everything in their power to ruin the holiday every year. In Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, there is a town called Whoville. Oh, I'm not reading this. It's like they're telling the whole story. Okay, I'm done. Quote, this movie is about a bitter Grinch that wants to end Christmas for good. It's a live-action Christmas fantasy and comedy film directed by... Okay, I don't need... I don't like when they... You know, go off about, like, give you the history of the whole thing. Quote, a middling movie from Ron Howard, but enjoyable regardless. Ron Howard brought Dr. Seuss to life. In vivid detail and affection with his 2000 film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Unfortunately, it is too long and oddly too mature in its jokes for a family film. The topics are all over the place. mostly thanks to Jim Carrey's comedy. Carrey is hilarious, though, most of his performance. But as the film keeps going, his routine feels overacted and wears you down after a while. Last one, quote, "A great movie. I will admit that Jim Carrey did go a bit over the top, and a few subplots were annoying, such as Cindy Lou having a problem with Christmas, but the comedy is at its best, and is a fun movie to watch every holiday season, if not for its unique style, just for how, A, it stays true to its roots with the original Grinch, and B, Jim Carrey is just hilarious." I do not like this movie. My kids like this movie. I put up with this movie. Everything about it, and I loved Jim Carrey as well. You know, I saw Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls in the theater. But this is just so crazy. Not as crazy as Cat in the Hat, but it was just so weird. This was not a colorful character, you know? And I think we see it more in, like, you know, the remake with Imagination. But they so many liberties. Like, why is this guy so over the top? And then you realize it's not the character who's over the top. It's the guy in the suit. James Carrey. Chummy shelter. It's just like, nothing about it screamed Grinch to me. He just should have been a little bit more of a sourpuss. And this guy was like, "Show, what are you doing? I'm over the chair. Don't know what he's saying half the time." But I don't, and every time I watch it, I kind of like it up until the mail scene, you know, where he's like throwing the mail in the holes and like putting, you know, rearranging everybody's mail. And it's just like so weird and so poorly done. And that's where I lose it. And then I'm done the rest of the movie. Weird backstory with the shaving. It's just so weird. It's so weird. And it didn't have to be. But they did. They made it so, so weird. Anyway. If you like it, that's great. You know, I'm happy you like it. But I don't. And I needed to make sure that was out there. And I'm still really worried about that guy. I really am. I'll see what else I can find out. Until then, good gaming, good streaming, good night.
Thank you.